I only get 2 minutes here to make my point, 120 seconds, but I'll take it. It's nice and lengthy compared to a tweet, which has a maximum of 140 characters, which I've already surpassed. I love reading and writing, so it's sad to see the popularity of a medium that, like so many other things electronic, lends itself to being quick and cheap. Certain subjects just deserve more attention. I still can't get over the fact that our president tweets. It just doesn't seem presidential. I could see that it's easy, low-hanging fruit. With a tweet, you're basically doing a dump and run. A quick pronouncement, and you're out. Next issue. Swipe right. Click through. Scroll down. With all the depth of a fortune cookie. To see the president of the U.S. tweeting is like seeing your mother twerking. Sure, she's got a right, but it's just embarrassing. Nobody wants to see that. I'd say, shouldn't we expect more from our president? But this is year three and we're expecting less. I'm worried that the next State of the Union might be delivered in an Instagram Live, maybe with Candy Crush in the background. Is this what people really want? Leaders that give us simple answers to problems that we know are complex just because it makes us feel better? Because it's uncomfortable to face issues you can't resolve in 140 characters or less? Well, I'm going to do my best to ignore all this cheap and ubiquitous chatter. I'm looking for quality. I won't be played by all this manipulative clickbait that's incessantly thrown at us. I'm going to find the news that does the deep dive. And with people, I'm going to pick up the phone when there's a subject to be discussed. Or better yet, I'll keep it old school and sit down together. I'm not going down that YouTube vortex. I will not look right. I will not scroll down. I, for one, will make sure that... Oops, I just got a text. I got to go. With a perspective, I'm Steve McMoyler.